Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Are you ready to dive into the stories, stats, and personalities that make baseball the greatest game in the world? Rob Bradford from the Baseballs and Boring podcast here, and we'll have you covered every day with podcasts that bring you closer to the action, from the bleachers to the clubhouse. Whether you're a diehard fan or just a casual observer, these conversations are aimed to educate, entertain, and most importantly, inform you. Follow the Baseballs and Boring podcast in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are the morning shift. Mike, Bo, Ali Mac, Dylan behind the glass. Before we get to the NBA Finals, Mike's got a little check on the college World Series.
Yeah, a pitcher named Gage Wood last night for the Arkansas Razorbacks facing Murray State. How about 19 Ks in a no-hitter?
Oh, wow.
First time in 65 years that there's been a no-hitter thrown in the college World Series. As impressive as it comes. He did have one hit by pitch in the eighth inning. He was very frustrated with that. He said in his post-game interview that, you know, if his biggest takeaway from the game was the fact that I shouldn't have hit that guy. That's exactly what he said.
He's not the guy that, like, mother blanked the other team the other night, is he?
I don't know about that.
Well, like, remember that? Well, like, there's been a lot of
theatrics. Trash talk in the College World Series.
I didn't know if he was
no
that
doubt.
Guy.
I'm not sure if he's that guy or not. I want to give this guy a shout, though, because anybody knows anything about college baseball, he is a junior. He goes to Arkansas. He's from Arkansas. He lives, sleeps, breathes Arkansas baseball. And he had an opportunity. He did have a shoulder injury early in the year. He missed a couple of months. But he came back to his team to make sure they could win. Here's what his pitching coach had to say about the gamer that this kid is.
What I saw was a guy that didn't have to do this. Like, at no point did he have to do this. No one was going to push him and make him come back. And he wanted it for the team so badly that he was willing to. Now, this is his draft year, and he's a junior, and he's going to get someone should pick him really good. And that's a gamble, but it wasn't for him. Like, he knew exactly what he wanted to do, and he was dead set on coming back to help the team. And I hope it says everything that needs to be said about him as a competitor.
Gives the game ball to his dad afterwards right there in the front row, says, happy late Father's Day. Obviously, it's a special moment, but I like it even more just because of what I know about this kid and what college athletics has become here recently. He seems to stand for everything that is good about college athletics and playing for your teammates and putting it all on the line given the scenario. So big fan of Mr. Gage Wood these days after 119 pitches yesterday.
He's not the guy, by the way. That was the guy named Dang. Root. Dude, it's awesome. It's really hard in college baseball to throw a no-hitter. I think it's hard in it's hard anywhere to throw a no-hitter in baseball, but the college World Series is pretty freaking tough. And I heard they apparently when he was warming up in the ninth, the fans behind first base gave a big pig suey. Woo, pig suey.
So he had 16 Ks going into the ninth. He did hit another batter in the ninth inning, but under review, they ruled that he kind of pushed his elbow out into the strike zone.
And
so they made him.
I saw that.
They called that one out. So interesting stuff. But anyways, 19 Ks, man.
That's
in college World Series game.
Good
stuff.
Incredible.
Good stuff from Gage Wood.
Well, last night in the NBA Finals, Thunder pulled ahead in over the Pacers. Jalen Williams had a great game, got 40 points for the Thunder. Here he is talking about that accomplishment.
It's something more that I'll like look back on later on than like worry about what kind of statement it makes. I think the only statement we have right now is we're up 3-2 and we still have to go earn another win. But it'll be cool to look back on later on, and hopefully somewhere down the line I'll have like a more fun answer for you.
Well, and SGA added 31 points as well. And the Pacers, they hung in there. They just couldn't catch the Thunder. Final score, 120-109.
Well, it's tough when your best player gives you 4 points. I mean, Halliburton has been kind of locked down this series. He's had some moments. Siakam, I think, gave you 28, which is kind of what you expect from Siakam. But when the guy like Jalen Williams steps up, drops 40, and SGA just does this proverbial 30-31. This is starting to feel like Dylan might be right. I still think the Pacers have at least one more in them. I did feel that that was a pivotal game, though, for the Pacers to take. And it, they're going to have to win another game in OKC if they want to win this. But it just feels like their chance to win this series was finishing out game four and then winning one of the next three, right? Yep. It feels like an uphill battle now because I just – when you put it on paper, Dylon, OKC is a better team.
Yeah, and I think when you look at Halliburton and the calf and everything that he's kind of dealing with, I know that he said, Dylan, that you know if he can walk that he wants to play, but it just – man, when you put – to Bo's point about him having 4 points, having the injury last night, you don't know what you're getting moving forward. It kind of feels like they're cooked right now.
Yeah, OKC in six. I mean, especially with the Halliburton injury, I think that is a big thing. And look – I understand the mantra of, you know, if you can go out there, then, you know, you need to be able to perform if you're playing. But you could tell that calf it's messing him up. I mean, he uses that explosiveness for a step back. He uses it trying to get to the rim. And so you could tell he's really limited in what he's able to do. And it also shows not only in him just having 4 points, but he only took six shots last night, too. The lack of aggressiveness shows me that he's not comfortable really on that calf to try and go get those buckets that he's accustomed to going and getting. So with Halliburton being banged up, OKC smelling blood in the water, I don't see OKC passing up an opportunity in game six to close it out.
And you look at it, he still was able to create, you know, he still had some rebounds and assists. You need more from him if you're going to win this series. I understand, like I said, and I'm not knocking him about the injury because I understand. The thing is, it doesn't change the fact that you need Halliburton producing when you're facing a lineup as deep as OKC's is. And that's last night's a testament to that.
And I'll say one thing, too. Halliburton did do a good job while he wasn't necessarily scoring. Like you said, he did get others involved. And he did do a good job of not turning the ball over as well. But as a team, they were terrible with the ball. I think it was 23 turnovers. They gave up 32 points off those turnovers. I understand they're a transition team, and transition teams are a little bit more liable to turn the ball over when you're in transition that much, but you cannot be that sloppy with the basketball and expect to win a game with a team like OKC who's so good at capitalizing off a turnover. So they got to clean that up if they want to have any chance to get it to seven.
And game six happens Thursday night at 8:30 on ABC. Now, before we get to my Mac drop, I did want to mention Shohei Ohtani. After more than 21 months away from pitching, he returned in a big way for the Dodgers last night. He lit up the radar gun, averaged 99.1 miles per hour on 9 four-seam fastballs, topped out at 100.2 miles per hour.
Yeah, that'll work.
Triple digits.
He took almost a full year and a half off, right? Or was it closer to 2 years? I mean, almost like
it's been a while. Been a while since we've been on him.
I think the injury came like maybe August of 23. And last year, completely, and I honestly, Allie, I'm not sure if he would have pitched last night if they didn't have a full starting rotation on the injured list.
Yeah,
I think it's 14.
August 23rd, 2023, last time he pitched.
Yeah, wow. So almost 2 years. I mean, he took 22 months off, and that's why when we get on Strider, and I know that Strider just had the brace, but when we talk about Strider and how he's just now getting back to 98, dude, it is. 13, 14 months, and this guy went almost 2 years, and now then you look at how he's back at that level, but 2 years.
Yeah, and I think the Dodgers also, and you mentioned they had 14 pitchers on the injured list, but they're also 15 games over .500, right? It's like they can afford to wait a little bit longer. They don't have to stress people into certain situations. He also went 2-for-4 last night as the DH, and Dave Roberts was talking a couple times. He's like, I don't know, man. I just fanboyed a little bit just watching this guy wipe the sweat off his brow after throwing 100 miles an hour, then strap his elbow guard on and walk up to the plate. You're just like, this guy is an animal, man.
It's pretty amazing, but when you have a billion-dollar roster with $500 million money, like, or maybe $700 million deferred to future years, you can kind of get away with it, right? Yeah. That's what, and I'm being a little bit facetious, but it's their lineup is ridiculous.
I mean, it's just fascinating to watch. So I'm curious to see how he does the rest of the season, if they're going to put him in the rotation or not.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Are you ready to dive into the story, stats, and personalities that make baseball the greatest game in the world? Rob Bradford from the Baseballs and Boring podcast here, and we'll have you covered every day with podcasts that bring you closer to the action, from the bleachers to the clubhouse. Whether you're a diehard fan or just a casual observer, these conversations are aimed to educate, entertain, and most importantly, inform you. Follow the Baseballs and Boring podcast in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, normally, I would want your full attention as I'm telling you about this story, but both of you feel free to pick up your phones and look at the video that I tweeted out from the Morning Shift account, because the Falcons put out a video yesterday, and I think their social media team does such a good job. I mean, we talked about the 100 Falcons versus Gorilla theory a few weeks ago, and then they also had the rookies guessing at how to pronounce certain cities around Metro Atlanta. And that was good and fun. But they just put out a video where they asked the team to guess Italian brain rot characters. Do you guys have any idea what Italian brain rot characters are?
Italian brain rot characters. I can genuinely say I have no clue what that even is.
Okay. So typically I would think with something that the Falcons put out, most people are aware of what they are. So I immediately texted Dylan last night. I was like, do you know what brain rot characters are?
Oh, wow.
And he was like, well, I know what brain rot is. And I said, but brain rot characters, Italian brain rot characters. And you said, Dylan?
No clue. Absolutely zero clue.
I thought it was, I thought we were talking about Zeno or something.
I get brain rot as something that's just like so stupid. Like if you just keep watching it, you feel like you're getting dumber and it's rotting your brain as you're watching it. Like I get that aspect of brain rot. But when I watched the video that the Falcons posted and they were showing these brain rot characters, I was like, I'm officially old because I have no idea what I'm looking at.
Do we have the audio of the Falcons players reacting to the videos? Okay, I feel like it was Tyler Allgeier that was like the only – most of them knew some of them or were kind of guessing at him, but Tyler Allgeier knew all of them.
Who comes up with this?
This is real language?
What is this?
Like, who would draw this?
Good gosh.
This looks like Tyler Allgeier.
Stick Nario.
Would that person?
Bat dog.
Tung, 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 sahor.
I mean, this is a shark with – play some Kyrie's.
Shark foot, shark sneaker.
Tralalilo, tralala.
Tralala what?
Nah, okay, this is kind of wild, though. this is kind of wild, though.
This is what this is what Bijan reminds me of, then. Chimpanzini Bijanini.
What?
That's wild. Nah.
Chimpanzini Benini.
Gorilla Bananina.
Michael Petrie.
Yo.
That's the running back coach. Yeah. They're making fun of the running back coach.
Exactly.
Bijan is.
So,
love it.
If you look up what these Italian brain rot characters are, they're basically AI-generated illustrations of like a shark wearing boots. There is a chimpanzee, but it's like Chimpanzini Benini.
Yeah. The Google AI overview response says it's a surreal and absurd internet meme phenomenon characterized by strange, often AI generated characters with pseudo Italian names.
Okay, but you just said it's a phenomenon, right?
Yes, that's what it. That's what Google AI says.
Zero out of four of us.
Yeah.
Have heard of these Italian brain rot?
Maybe it's a phenomenon in like Italy.
Well, I was going to say, to our credit, it doesn't sound like most of the Falcons know what they are.
Well, in some of the comments, I was kind of going through it because I was like, surely if Dylan doesn't know, like, what's happening here? Because the social media team wouldn't pick out a viral video that isn't viral. It seems like, and maybe your kids are too young for this.
Yeah.
It's a YouTube trend, and there's like a song about these Italian brain
rot characters.
Like a
baby shark kind of thing.
Please feel free to tweet at us, because this is one of the first times I've seen a viral trend going on where I'm just stumped.
Yeah, I agree.
And I feel old. I need to apply for AARP.
Yeah.
I just don't understand where this came from. And normally, I just feel like it's a very, very demo-friendly when they put out these videos.
Of course. Of course, because you would think that we're the target audience, but evidently the target audience is a 15.
For the first time in a long time, I feel out of the loop. Yeah, usually, I feel like I'm usually in the loop with everything.
Usually, you can plug us in.
Yeah, man. But I'm completely unplugged here.
Somebody out there is listening who knows what this is and can point us in the right direction, or whose children know what this is and can point us in the right direction. I feel confident in that.
I want to find the song. I want to make sure it's family friendly, because if we can find the song, I want to play it in a little bit. But if you want to see the video of the Falcons reacting to the Italian brain rot characters, check out our Twitter account at 929 Morning Shift. And coming up, Michael Penix and Bijan probably on the list, but they are their backups. We're going to break down the top 20 most important players on Sports Radio 929 The Game and
the Odyssey app.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Are you ready to dive into the story, stats, and personalities that make baseball the greatest game in the world? Rob Bradford from the Baseballs and Boring podcast here, and we'll have you covered every day with podcasts that bring you closer to the action, from the bleachers to the clubhouse. Whether you're a diehard fan or just a casual observer, these conversations are aimed to educate, entertain, and most importantly, inform you. Follow the Baseballs and Boring podcast in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.